It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the final full week before we take the holiday break here in the 2021-22 high school basketball season. It's hard to believe that we're already this far into this campaign. And tonight, Big 7 League basketball on the radio as the Riverside Cyclones travel to Sabetha, take on the Blue Jays here at Sabetha. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Johnny Kane here with you. Chance taking care of us back at the studios as well. We'll start with the girls' game tonight. Sabetha 0-3, Riverside 1-2. Looking at this matchup, we'll start with the visitors in the Riverside Cyclones. They're under fifth-year head coach Tim Stillman. They're 1-2, but both of their losses are by 6 points or less. Those were to Donovan West and to Riverside after going 6-17 last season, coming off the loss to Royal Valley on Friday with 51-45. And when you look at Riverside, it all starts with the girl in the middle, Taylor Weiser. The sophomore stands at about 6'2 or so. She'll be one of the best players, not only here in the Big 7 League, but also throughout Northeast Kansas here this season. Sabetha, meanwhile, under third-year head coach Nate Bauman, 0-3, but two of those losses are by 5 points or less, and they are coming off a 27-24 loss to Holton on Friday. But the big key for Sabetha, Logan, you'll talk about this, Mary Lukert is back for the Blue Jays. She played on Friday against Holton, had 10 points in her first game back. That is big, just having not only the scoring ability of Mary Lukert, but just that experience of playing at the varsity level.
Yeah, and when you think about the Sabetha girls team, I mean, you always, you know, you have good shooters from the outside. You know, every year you always have a couple. Well, you know, until last week against Holton, Emily Krebs was the only one they had because Mary was out. The rest of the girls haven't really gotten to a rhythm yet as far as shooting, you know, but Emily has the experience that she had. Well, now you're going to get Mary Lukert back in there at guard. Not only do you have the three-point shot, you also have the overall ability of being able to bring the ball up the court. And also defensively, I mean, the Sabetha girls are still running that 2-3 zone. And it's still effective, but they're going to have to find something this season because there's a lot of good girls teams in the Big 7. Not only that, but you look at it, Wamego is a really good girls team. They're ranked. Silver Lake's ranked. And, you know, the sub-state's at Silver Lake this year, and they're going to have to meet up sometime this season as well.
So, yeah, and you look at Sabetha offensively, it's been a struggle, only averaging 33 points per game. And against Holton, didn't go over double figures in any of the four quarters that they played on Friday. So looking to get on the right side of things here tonight. Riverside, again, 1-2. On the year coming off that loss to Royal Valley. So they're looking to get back on the right side of things as well. Well, you won pregame timeout. We'll take that break. We'll come back. We'll get starters. And then it's the game underway between Sabetha and Riverside. It's our featured game of the week here in the Big 7 League on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford and Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and three late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today. 785-459-2500.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh.
Welcome back as we get set for our girls game tonight in the Big 7 League with Riverside on the road at Sabetha. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Johnny Kaner with you. inside of our pregame show and brought to you by Rainbow Communications, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Visit them online at rainbowtel.net. So with that, we're ready to get to our starting lineup for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors from Riverside and their fifth-year head coach, Tim Stillman. The starting lineup, a sophomore Haley Studer, senior Tanigo Ewing, senior Zoe Hayes, senior Megan O'Grady, and the sophomore that we talked about earlier, Taylor Weiser. So Studer, Ewing, Hayes, O'Grady, and Weiser are the starting five tonight for the Cyclones. Talked about Taylor Weiser. She had 10 points against Royal Valley on Friday, and on the year, Studer is averaging 8 points a game. Weiser at right around 10 points a game. Then Hayes was 7. O'Grady was 6. So, you know, Riverside, they have been able to score a little bit. They're averaging over 41 points per game. And Savetha, though, meanwhile, again, only averaging 33 points per game. But a little bit of different starting lineup here tonight for Savetha for third-year head coach Nate Bauman. In the starting lineup tonight, 5'7 senior Jaden Dorn, 5'8 junior Mary Luker, 5'5 senior Emily Krebs, 6' senior Rachel Wurtenberger, and 5'8 junior Hallie Scobie. So again, for the Blue Jays, Dorn, Luker, Krebs, Wurtenberger, and Scobie are the starting five here tonight. So you look at just the size matchup, Rachel Wurtenberger is going to have her hands full tonight with the sophomore Taylor Weiser. We saw her last year as a freshman. She really has a complete game. She can step out, shoot the ball a little bit, and then obviously with her size, good on the board. Sabetha's going to have to be able to stop her defensively. And as you talked about, typical Coach Bauman, that 2-3 zone, you got to imagine that tonight Sabetha's probably going to pack things in a little bit and force Riverside to beat him from the outside.
Yeah, Johnny, obviously you talked about the size that Taylor Weiss has. She's going to be a factor in this game. She could, but honestly, for Riverside, you know, for every team, you always have one person you kind of talk about as like an X factor. She could be the X factor tonight in this matchup where Rachel Wurtenberger, she's your tallest girl for Sabetha. She's only 5'11". So, you know, that's a difference of 3 inches there height-wise. The one thing, if you look at both teams, nothing to take away from Coach Tim Stillman of Riverside, but Coach Nate Bauman is a heck of a coach. I mean, you look who he was under for a few years, and that was Alex McAfee. So he knows, you know, got to take the best player away for Riverside, which is probably going to be Wise, and that's where that 2-3 zone is going to come into effect.
Riverside will be in their road black uniforms with baby blue numerals, and Riverside above the numbers on the chest. They will go from right to left in at this first half. Sabetha and their home whites, navy blue numerals, they will go from left to right. Other games on the radio tonight, Frankfort Valley Heights in a good girls battle in the Twin Valley League. That's over on 92.1 KMZA with Brandon Tadman on the call. Also, Atchison playing host to Ottawa, the featured game on KIR 93.7 FM. And over on the Holton Channel, Holton is at Jeff West. Their game is about halfway through the first quarter already there. We're a little bit late here as the JV games ran a little bit behind, but we are ready to go. So, again, Sabetha from left to right, and it will be Scobie to step into the center circle for the Lady Jays. Weiser for Riverside, and right away you see the size advantage that Riverside will have with Weiser. 8 minutes on the clock. Referee tossed the basketball up, but we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by the Cyclones. And actually, Sabetha's going to start in a man-to-man. Right away, Weiser inside, puts it off the window and in from the left side. Count it, and she'll go to the line, trying to complete a three-point play. Right away, Weiser making her presence known. Nice pass from Studer. And here's Weiser to the free throw line. Ball in the year, she's about 50%. Misses the free throw. And so a 2-0 start for Riverside. Luker right away, a step back jumper is good, just inside of the line in the left corner. And Mary Luker ties us up at 2, 7:35 to go in the opening quarter. Now Grady kicks it up ahead to Ewing, driving down in the corner as the ball ripped away and stolen by Krebs, and they're going to foul on Ewing. That first foul is going to go against Ewing, so that will be her first and the second team foul. Excuse me, it should be the first team foul. Yeah, first team foul on Riverside. So Sabetha with the basketball, tied it 2, 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Riverside in the man-to-man. Into the corner, here's a three-pointer put up and good by Sabetha's Jaden Dorn. So Jaden Dorn has a three-pointer for the Lady Jays and takes it 5-2 Sabetha, 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Back the other way, Weiser gets double-teamed on the right block. Kicks it back out left side, Studer. into the corner to O'Grady, back inside to Weiser. Spins, shoots over her left shoulder, rims in and out. Rebound will go to Lukert, and here comes Sabatha the other way. Getting pressure in the backcourt is Hayes. Lukert still with it, gets it across the timeline, and lost it, has it stolen away. Hayes comes up, but that's the first turnover of the night for Sabatha, but then the Lady Jays take it right back. Krebs now kicks it up the floor. Lukert drives left baseline, tries to feed it inside, but it's stolen away. O'Grady comes up with it. Second consecutive turnover for Sabatha. 6:30 to go in the opening frame. 5-2 Sabatha. Back inside Weiser. Shoots off the window. Her shot's too strong, but she got bumped and fouled. And she will go to the free throw line for a pair. Rachel Wardenberger will be hit with that foul and right away being tested on the inside. And that will be her second personal foul. Weiser's the line. Her first free throw is in there. Weiser 44% from the free throw line this season. And that's through three games for the Lady Jays as Wardenberger checks out of the ball game. And the second free throw is in there for Weiser. Jessica Gruber, a 5'9 junior, now into the game. So Weiser with all 4 points for her side, 5-4 Sabatha, 6:20 to go in the first quarter. And now the Lady Jays turn it over again. This time Weiser picks off a pass. And Riverside brings it the other way, trailing 5-4. Ivan to the top. Weiser gives it back left side to Studer. She'll get to the foul line and kick it right side. As Riverside is just running a weave action against this man-to-man up Sabatha. I am a little surprised to see Sabatha in this man-to-man against the size of Riverside. Studer in the right corner looking for a screen. Gets it from Sophie Jewell, who's checked into the game. There's a three-pointer by Zoe Hayes. It's too strong from the right corner. Weiser, though, an offensive rebound, backs in and shoots it over the front of the rim and in. So Taylor Weiser with six quick ones here for Riverside. It leads 6-5, 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Lucas right of the wing, gets it back out on top to Emily Krebs. She'll back it out near the Blue Jay logo. A new court put in over the break here for Sabatha. And now a three put in by Mary Lucas. She has five quick ones, and Sabatha leads 8-6. Sabatha now going to put on some pressure in the backcourt. O'Grady with it for Riverside. Ball fakes, gets it across the timeline, drives inside, kicks it back out, and out of the right corner. Here's a three by Hayes. It's short. Long rebound will be tracked down by Scobie, and Sabatha will bring it the other way with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And now the Lady Jays turn it over again. Pass going over the head of Luker. That's the fourth turnover for Sabatha, and Coach Stillman is going to take a timeout for Riverside. So the Cyclones will take the timeout. We will take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect snack, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. The perfect timeout snack. 4:58 to go in the first quarter. It's Sabatha 8, Riverside 6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Riverside the other way. And again, Weiser gets inside and banks it off the window. She's got all eight for Riverside in the early going. We're tied at eight, 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Gruber down low, puts a shot high off the window. It's in and out, and a rebound for Weiser. And then she gets hit on the arm by Scobie. Scobie will pick up the foul. That will be her first. And it will be the third team foul on Sabatha. Four turnovers for Sabatha, though, here so far. Now Riverside nearly turns it over, and we'll get another foul on Scobie. That will be now her second. So Wardenberger and Scobie each with two fouls. And Coach Bauman now is going to have to go to the bench once again.
Yeah, and that's where the height advantage is really going to start to come into effect for Riverside. Two of your taller post players for Sabatha are out with two fouls.
So that'll force McKenna Haverkamp, a 5'8 junior, to come into the game for the Lady Jays. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at eight. Ewing on the right elbow. Kicks it left right side. Now down low. Back out to Riverside. Studer on the left wing. Shoots up a jumper. It's off the back rim. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in by Sophie Jewell of Riverside. First points by anybody not named Taylor Weiser for the Cyclones. But the Riverside Cyclones take a 10-8 lead with 4 minutes gone by in the opening frame. Krebs the other way, drives inside. Scoop layup is off the back rim. Long rebound tracked down by Ewing of Riverside. Coming the other way quickly on the Cyclones. Up ahead to Studer. She falls to the floor, lost the basketball, and it's stolen away by Krebs. Third turnover for Riverside. Krebs double-teamed to the backcourt. Kicks it up ahead to Luker. Pressure comes by Ewing, but Luker just drives the baseline. Then she has it poked free. Stolen away by Ewing. Here come the Cyclones. Ewing across the timeline. Lost it. Got it back. And kicks it off to Weiser. Now Studer, left side, will reset the offense at the top of the key. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Cyclones lead by two. Hayes left wing, dribbles to the foul line, feeds it down to the baseline to Weiser. She shoots over her left shoulder. There's rims in and out. Rebound will go to Gruber of Sabatha. Now here the other way comes Dorn. Pass to the other corner. Saved in by Luker. Fed inside and stolen away by Jewell. Six turnovers for Sabatha. And then it's turned right back over. Dorn picks off the pass. Neither team wants to hold on to the basketball here in this opening quarter. We've got 10 combined turnovers and still 2:50 to go in the first. Krebs backs it out on top. Riverside still in a man-to-man. Krebs still with the referee has the count. And gets it off to Dorn on the right wing. Guarded tightly by Hayes. Now Dorn in trouble. Picked up her dribble. Has the ball tipped free and stolen away. Here comes Hayes the other way. Right lane line. Stops in the middle of the lane. Throws up a shot that's in and out. And the rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds by Lukert. So it will stay with Riverside. This is not going to be something you put on the highlight reel for either of these teams so far offensively as Megan O'Grady checks back into the ball game. And Morgan Miller, a senior, in there as well for Riverside, along with Lily Jewell, a senior. Now a pass goes through the legs of Megan O'Grady and out of bounds. And so Sabatha will have it. Five turnovers now for the Cyclones. 2:22 to go in the first. 10-8 Riverside. Sabatha with the basketball. Pass to the right side. Again, it's stolen away. And then they're going to get a foul on Dorn. And the foul's just really starting to pile up on Sabatha. That's already going to be the fifth team foul. With still 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Sabatha's still in this three-quarter court pressure, but Riverside breaks it. In the left corner, dribbling to the foul line is Lily Jewell, and then it's thrown out of bounds. Trying to find Ewing on the baseline, but too tall, and now both teams with six turnovers each. Riverside going to show a little pressure now. Krebs has it in the backcourt. She'll be guarded by Lily Jewell. Dribbles right by her across the timeline. Krebs all the way in the middle of the lane. Flicks it inside. Shot put up and in off the window by Jessica Gruber. She has her first points, and we're tied at 10, and now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Stillman to save what could have been another turnover for Riverside. And this will be, I believe, a full timeout. We'll see. You know, there's just a quick 30, so we'll keep this one here.
With that, Johnny, we have some sponsors off the Sabatha channel. Sabatha VFW, post 7285. Nobody does more for veterans. Also, Sabatha Health Mart, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy on Main Street in downtown Sabatha. Taking the time to listen and care. You also have the Grimm's Gardens, where beautiful lawns and landscapes begin. Grimmsgardens.com. And also Sailor Insurance Service in Sabatha. Ensuring your presence and protecting your future.
Quick score update from the Big 7 League. Nemo Central Girls lead Hiawatha 24-21 at the break. That should be a really good game, and so far it has been. That boys game should be even better. That might be for the Big 7 League title already here this year, although there's going to be several teams that have a say about that. Riverside with the basketball on the timeout, and again they turn it over. Seventh turnover for the Cyclones. Sabatha with a couple of subs in there. Emily Krebs brings it inside. Nice feed down low. Shot off the window by Haverkamp is in. So McKenna Haverkamp has her first bucket. Now 12-10. Sabatha, 1:22 to go in the first. Kendall Edelman, a 5'5 senior in there for Sabatha. We're going to get a travel, I believe, yep, on Morgan Miller of Riverside. We see Weiser back in there along with Studer and Hayes.
When you think about what Sabatha just did, the way they brought the ball down the court, got inside, Wise wasn't in. Now she's back in. We'll see if Sabezic can keep that going.
So Riverside will stay in a man-to-man. Weiser will be inside. She's forced into Sabezic in some foul trouble already in this game. Krebs with a minute to go. Dribbles inside. Left side to Edelman. Out back into the corner to Haverkamp. Cross-court pass. Dorn now with it on the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Tries to feed it cross-court to Krebs. We're going to get a bump foul before the pass. And it will be against Lily Jewell, just her first, only the second team foul on Riverside with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Krebs will trigger it in from the baseline on the right side. Then inside, wide open is Haverkamp, missed a bunny, now fights for the rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. Sabetha will hold on to it. Haverkamp was just right on the right block, and nobody came out on her. She missed a bunny, but Sabetha again will hold on to it. This time it will be Dorn who will trigger it in. Tries to feed inside, stolen away by Weiser. Seventh turnover for Sabetha. Weiser into the front court. Holds on to it, gives it off to Hayes. She'll get to the foul line. Now Weiser back out on top. Here's Studer, a three from the left wing. That's too strong. Weiser offensive rebound, and she'll stick it back up and in. 10 first quarter points for Taylor Weiser. She's already tied her season average here in the first quarter with only 25 seconds to go. Tied at 12, back inside. Gruber puts up a shot that's missed, but he'll get a foul on the inside. I think it's going to be on Weiser. And Gruber to the free throw line now, and it will be on Taylor. That's just her first third team foul on the Cyclones. Gruber to the line for the first time tonight. Our free throw is in there. Gruber had just 2 points against Holton on Friday. She shot the only free throws for the Lady Jays. She was 2 of 4 from the stripe. Right-handed shooter. Second one on the way, and she got them both. So 4 points for Jessica Gruber. 14-12 Sabetha. Under 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Studer dribbles it from right to left. Up on top, Hayes. Tries to kick it inside. Nothing there. And now a cross-court pass to the right side to O'Grady. Here's Weiser. 10-foot jumper from the middle of the lane. Rims in. Taylor Weiser hot to start this game. She's got 12 of the 14. Here's a three-quarter court shot by Krebs, and it's no good at the buzzer. And we have reached the end of one quarter of play. One quarter in the books. We're at the same spot we started. We're tied at 14. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with second quarter action at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for 7 years. Chiropractic care is so important to my quality of life. Being in proper alignment allows me to care for my family, be more productive at work, and enjoy my life. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always positive and encouraging. If I ever have a setback, I can count on Dr. Lukert to get me back on track. He taught me how to do stretching exercises and make better nutritional choices, which have improved my health and energy levels. I have been very happy with my care.
Has it been a while since you've tried fresh sushi? I bet it's been even longer since you've won $1,000. Well, this Tuesday, December 14th, you have a chance to do both at Garrett Country Mart, our holiday hotspot in Sabetha. Stop by between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. to sign up for a $1,000 holiday hotspot drawing. And all sushi, raw or cooked, is just $5 Tuesday and made fresh at Garrett Country Mart, our $1,000 holiday hotspot location. This Tuesday, December 14th, on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, we're tying at 14 between Riverside and Sabetha in the girls' varsity contest tonight. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, I'm Johnny Kane. Chance has us taking care of us back at the studios, and right away Riverside turns it over to start quarter number two. That's the ninth turnover for the Cyclones so far in this game. Neither team has been able to hold on to the basketball so far tonight, both with over 7 turnovers tonight. Now we're going to foul in the front court as Mary Luker is controlling the basketball for Sabetha. It'll be on Zoe Hayes, just her first. It will be team foul number 4 against the Cyclones. Nice backdoor cut. Luker's open in the middle, dribbles once. Now she gets walled up. Kicks it back out. Haverkamp a jumper. That's short. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Krebs. Actually, she's just going to let it go. And I believe it was last touched by Riverside. And the baseline referee says, yes, last touched by Riverside. Coach Stillman
of the Cyclones was trying to say it was off of Sabetha, but the Lady Jays are going to hold on to it. And Batchelor, a 5'8 junior, into the game as well now for the Lady Jays. 7:30 to go in the first half, tied at 14. Grabs dribbles to the right side. Allen has it back in the right corner. Averkamp's looking for it. They're trying to get it to her, but good job by Megan O'Grady to hold serve. Now a shot put up by Gruber, tipped around, still loose, and then finally tapped out of bounds by Riverside. And Sabetha will hold on to it. And Krebs will now toss it in as Riverside will bring in Abby O'Grady, a sophomore for the first time. And so Krebs looking to key it in. Gets at the foul line. Here's a jumper by Gruber. It's too strong. Rebound. Those can be yanked away by Haverkamp. Sabetha still has it. Lukert out near the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Hands it off. Now pass inside to Haverkamp. She'll get in the middle of the lane. Nearly travel with it. Forces up a shot too strong and the rebound to Weiser. Megan O'Grady now will bring it the other way for the Cyclones. O'Grady stops. Picks it up. Gets it off to Studer. Now Sabetha's going to drop back in that 2-3. O'Grady, a left wing three, is good. First points of the night for Megan O'Grady, and it gives Riverside a 17-14 lead, 6:35 to go in the half. Batchelor drives to the baseline, feeds it inside to Haverkamp. She gets it swatted away by Weiser, and now a foul's going to be called on Studer. That will just be her first, and it will be the 15th foul on the Cyclones. Sabetha will have it from the baseline. Again, it'll be Krebs to trigger it in. Krebs still looking. Finally just gets it in. Now back out. Krebs, a right corner three, is too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Lukert. Her follow's no good. And the rebound is yanked away by Riverside. Hayes will bring it the other way. O'Grady on the right wing. Inside to Weiser on the elbow. Back out. Here's a three-pointer by Abby O'Grady. It's too strong, and then they're going to get a foul on the inside. I think it's going to go against Weiser for pushing off. And if it is, that will be your second, and it is against Taylor Weiser. So she has now two personal fouls. So Sabetha has Wurtenberger and Scobie each with two fouls. Riverside with Weiser with two fouls, and she's going to have to come out of the game. That's big for Riverside because Taylor Weiser had 12 points in the first quarter alone. Cyclones, though, still hold a 17-14 lead. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Emily Krebs dribbles inside. Scoop layup is off the window and in. First points of the night for Emily Krebs. 17-16 Riverside, 5:50 to go. Studer the other way, dribbles to the baseline, gives it off to Hayes. Back inside to Miller. As the ball knocked loose, stolen away by Sabetha, then taken right back. Hayes flies inside, her shot over the front of the rim is good. First pass of the night for Zoe Hayes. So both teams turn it over, and it results in a Hayes bucket. Riverside leads by three as we approach 5.5 to go. Krebs gets the screen, kicks it to the right corner to Lukert. She'll rip through, drive baseline, feed it cross court into the hands of Batchelor, and now we're going to travel going against Sabetha for their ninth turnover here in the first half. Jaden Dorn is going to come back into the game for Sabetha. She will replace Batchelor. Scobie now will be at the top of this three-quarter court pressure of the Lady Jays. 5:21 to go in the half, 19-16 Riverside. Ewing back in there for Riverside as Megan O'Grady's going to have a seat. Abby O'Grady with it across the timeline for the Cyclones. Dribbles through a double team. Pass to the baseline is picked up by Miller. Studer now back out on top. Back left side. Hayes dribbles in the middle of the lane. Floating right-handed shot is left to the left of the rim. And we're getting on the baseline is Hayes. She tried to save it in. And so it'll go over to Sabetha. Sabetha's looked much better tonight offensively. I mean, they're already at 16 points. As Krebs gets inside again, scoops a layup off the window and down. Emily Krebs, that's been the best offense tonight for the Lady Jays. Just give it to Emily Krebs and have her drive inside and dish it off or shoot it herself. Miller now inside, gets tied up. Great play by McKenna Haverkamp to force the jump ball, but the possession arrow will keep it with the Cyclones. Sophie Jewell back into the game to replace Miller with 4:43 to go in the half. Hayes will trigger it from the baseline. He's to the right side of Studer. Now to the baseline to Hayes. Back out Studer. Pass inside. Jules got it. Now back out Studer. Left side, Abby O'Grady. She'll dribble to the line. Kick it right side to Hayes. Now back inside to Jewel. She'll spin, face up, kick it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Hayes, and it's in there. Zoe Hayes has her first triple of the night. She's got 5 points all here in the second quarter. Riverside leads 22-18, and now Dorn drives in and gets fouled. And she will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Dorn coming off the solid performance against Holton on Friday, where she had 9 of the 24 points for Sabetha. She had 3 three-pointers for the Lady Jays, and now she's at the free throw line for a pair. And Sabetha only attempted 4 free throws as a team against Holton on Friday. And it's a one and, well, they called that, they didn't call it a shooting foul, I guess. Oh, so it was a 1-1. And Dorn misses the free throw. I don't know how that wasn't a shooting foul. And then the other way, Riverside misses a shot by O'Grady. Now back the other way. Lucret left baseline drive. Throws it off the window and banks it in. 7 first half points for Mary Lucret. The 22-20 Riverside lead with under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Abby O'Grady to the baseline to Hayes. She rips through, throws it high off the window and banks it in. 7 for Zoe Hayes. He's averages 7 points a game, and she's already hit that in the first half here. Driving inside, pass is going to get in the hands of Gruber, and then she gets hit on the arm and fouled. I believe that's going to be the second foul now on Sophie Jewell. I called it on Ewing, actually. So Ewing will pick up her second. And Jessica Gruber to the free throw line for second time tonight. Rattles in the first free throw. She's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. And Weiser with those 2 fouls is going to check back in for Riverside along with Megan O'Grady and Lily Jewell. Second free throw by Gruber. High arcing shot is in there. So she's a perfect 4 for 4 to start tonight. Gruber with 6 points for Sabetha. 24-22 Riverside, 3.5 minutes to go in the half. And the other way, ball tapped out of bounds by Sabetha. So here's Hayes now to trigger it in for the Cyclones. Still looking. Finally just tossed it out to O'Grady. Gets around Jewel, back to O'Grady as Sabetha again drops into this 2-3 zone. They started man, now to a zone. Studer inside to O'Grady. Gets blocked away by Gruber, and the ball taken by the Lady Jays. Krebs will bring it up the floor for Sabetha as we approach 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Krebs still at the top of the key. Kicks it right side to Dorn. She'll drive in, hand it off to Batchelor. Now back to Krebs on the left wing. Low pass, picks it up. Emily inside. Now here's Gruber. A 10-foot jumper is in there. 8 first half points for Jessica Gruber, and we're tied at 24, 2:50 to go. Gruber again, only 2 points on Friday, but she's already got 8 here in the first half tonight. Riverside with it out on top with Jewel, now Weiser. Steps back to shoot the jumper, it's in and out. Rebound goes to Lucret of Sabetha, and that right there just shows you what having Mary Lucret back. She can also rebound for the Lady Jays. Bringing the other way, Dorn. To the baseline, Gruber, ball ripped free. Studer's got it for Riverside. That'll be a turnover for Sabetha, their 10th of the night. Megan O'Grady across the timeline for Riverside. Studer now left to the front court to the foul line to Weiser. She'll spin, face up, kick it right side to Hayes. Now Studer out on top to Weiser. Here's a 15-footer from the corner, and it's good. Weiser now with 14 here in the first half. These are her first points, though, of the second quarter. And with 2 minutes to go, it's 26-24 Riverside. Krebs gets the screen at the top, dribbles to the left wing, stops, picked it up on top to Gruber. Gruber one dribble, now Dorn, she'll try a top of the key triple, and it's airballed, it'll go out of bounds, and it will be Riverside basketball with 1:42 remaining. And now Sabetha's going to go with a full court man-to-man pressure against the Cyclones, first time we've seen this tonight. And are we going to get an offensive foul, or did Studer step on the baseline? think actually they're going to say it was Luker. But she was playing defense on Studer, stepped on the baseline. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to call. And so it'll be Riverside basketball from the baseline. And this time it'll be O'Grady who will check back into the game and replace Hayes. Nearly traveling with it as Studer, but she gets it across the timeline. Into the corner now, Weiser. Up on top, O'Grady steps into a triple and buries another. Megan O'Grady has 2 3-pointers here in the second quarter. It's 6 points for the game. Riverside has opened up their biggest lead of the night. It's 29-24. Dorn again, just goes through the hands of Krebs and out of bounds. Krebs was just about 5 feet away from Dorn. She rifled a pass to her. That's the 11th turnover for Sabatha.
It just didn't look like Emily was ready for the pass that quick.
So now 1:18 to go. Riverside will have it. Beating by five. It'll be Haley Studer. Gets a screen at the top. Backs up. She'll shoot a jumper just inside the line. It's too strong. And I think they're going to get Weiser. No, they're going to get Krebs trying to box out Weiser. They'll say she hooked around on Weiser. And that's a big call because that could have possibly been the third on Weiser, but instead it will be on Krebs. Just her first. And the 16th foul on the Lady Jays. So 108 to go, and it'll be Riverside basketball. Jewel, a baseline jumper, and it'll be stuck in between the rim and the backboard, so it'll be a jump ball. So now one of the Riverside boys is going to try to get a ball and throw it up. Excuse me, one of the Sabatha boys is going to get a ball and throw it over and help us out, and they get it free, so we're ready to go. 103 to go, 29-24, Riverside lead. Sabatha will have the basketball on the possession arrow. Sabatha with it. And they've got out there Luker, Batchelor, Krebs, Dorn, and Gruber. Krebs drives in, hands it off to Dorn, a little dribble handoff. Now Batchelor still with it. Holds on to it, kicks it up on top to Dorn. She gets the middle lane. Free throw line jumper is a little bit too strong. Rebound taken by Weiser, and here comes Riverside. We've got 35 seconds to go. Lily Jewell, now Ewing, back to Lily. She'll dribble it once and kick it back to Ewing with under 30 seconds remaining. Into the corner, ball poked out of bounds as Krebs was all over Studer. They'll say it was last touched by Krebs, so Riverside will hold on to it. 26.6 on the clock. Riverside leads 29-24. Inside, Weiser backs down, faces up, kicks it off to Sophie Jewell. Now flick the other way, and it's going to be knocked free, but into the hands of O'Grady. Ewing now with it left wing. Inside to Weiser. Backs down. Has the ball poked free and stolen away by Sabatha. 11th turnover for Riverside. And now Krebs loses it out of bounds. And they turn it over for the 12th time. Again, just a miscommunication. That's not going to make Coach Bauman happy at all. 9.2 to go. Riverside with the basketball leading by five. Weiser backs down, shoots up a shot with the right hand, it's short, gets her own rebound. Weiser at 3 seconds, forces up another shot, it's no good. There's Jewel for the follow, and she trickles it over the front of the rim and in at the buzzer. And Riverside is going to take a 7-point lead into the halftime break. So two quarters in the books, and with two quarters down, it's Riverside 31, Sabatha 24. Take a timeout. We'll come back to summarize the first half and get you the stats as well. On the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at berwickoil.com.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Sabetha High School. We're at halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's 6-7 league doubleheader. Rivers High with a 31-24 lead over Sabetha here at intermission alongside Logan Bitterman and Mike Bitterman of the Sabetha Channel. Chance taking care of us back at the studio. I'm Johnny Kane. When you look at that first half, it was tied at 14 after the first quarter. But Riverside finally got hot offensively in the second. A couple of threes by Megan O'Grady, another one by Zoe Hayes. Taylor Weiser got things started with 12 points in the first quarter, and they have a 7-point advantage here now at intermission. And for both of these teams, you can't really say for one or the other, but both teams just turn it over way too many times. So that's with 12 of them, Riverside with 11. So, I mean, both head coaches are going to tell you this has not been the prettiest game by any means so far.
Yeah, both teams, it hasn't, to your point, Johnny. The biggest thing that's kind of a note, if you're watching the game or even listening to it, the biggest thing about this is whenever Taylor Wise is on the floor, Sabetha can't stop him. She gets the ball inside, and they all, you know, crash because of her size. Well, then the open three-point shots are there for Riverside, so they got that going. Whereas for Sabetha, whenever Taylor is not in the game, they get everything they want inside. They're just gashing Riverside in the paint. So the biggest thing is going to be if Taylor Wise can stay on the floor, then that's going to really help Riverside. Whereas Sabetha, you got to try to do something to get her in foul trouble and to get her out of the game.
So, again, at halftime, 31-24 is our score with Riverside leading. Let's take a look at our first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services and Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Riverside, 11 turnovers. They were two of three from the free throw line and hit 3 3-pointers in that first half, two of them from Megan O'Grady, and again, that one from Zoe Hayes. Weiser leading the way and scoring with 14 points. 12 of those, again, came in the first quarter. 7 for Hayes, 6 for O'Grady, and 2 apiece for Lily Jewell and Sophie Jewell. Sabetha, meanwhile, 12 turnovers, and they only hit two three-pointers in the first half, one by Luker, one by Jaden Dorn. 8 points leads the way. Jessica Gruber is the team high, 4-4 from the free-throw line for Gruber as well. 7 points for Mary Luker, 4 for Emily Krebs, 3 for Jaden Dorn, and 2 for McKenna Haverkamp. So that gives us our halftime score of Riverside 31, Sabetha 24. It's going to take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you set to start the third quarter. Begin with Riverside leading by 7 here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
How does Santa get so much done this time of year? From ordering toy supplies to reindeer food, he keeps it all in check with the Union State Bank mobile app. With easy money transfer options, budget bubbles to track spending, and easy card blocking if he misplaces it in the workshop, Union State Bank has him covered. Learn more about our mobile banking on your smartphone app search. Just type USB mobile banking and you're off and running.
The Union State Banks of Horton and Everest. Member FDIC.
Flatbed Drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Sabetha. Just about set to start the third quarter of tonight's Big 7 League girls game between Riverside and Sabetha. The Cyclones with a 31-24 advantage here at the break. Alongside Logan Bitterman, I'm Johnny Kane, and taking a look at just some scores of other games around the area. Looks like Jeff West leads Fulton 31-24 with about 30 seconds to go in the third quarter there. And also, Royal Valley girls lead Perry 20-24 at the half. Last check, Nemaw Central girls were up 24-21 over Hiawatha. Trillia girls all over Onega, 39-17. Axer girls were leading Wetmore 19-15 at the half. And Frankfort girls lead Valley Heights 19-18. And that game was again at halftime as well. So, several good games going on all around the area tonight. Here we've got a pretty good one. It's a 7-point lead for Riverside as we start the third quarter. Riverside will go from left to right here in the second half, while Sabetha will go from right to left. It's hard to believe we're almost at Christmas break already. I mean, it feels like we just started the season, and I mean, I know we only play about five games before we take the break, but it just seems like these first couple weeks fly by.
Yeah, and it actually feels like we should still be in football season.
Yeah.
And that's what it really feels like, Johnny. But the biggest thing is, you know, before the Christmas break, you're trying to get back into a rhythm. You know, that way when you come back from the break, you can really get things going, you know, with mid-season tournaments
and making a stretch towards the hopefully trying to get to state.
So we're ready to go. Riverside will start with the basketball. They'll have the same five out there at the start of the game with Studer, Ewing, Hayes, O'Grady, and Weiser. And Sinatra's going to start in a man-to-man. Megan O'Grady in the left corner, crosses over on Luker, kicks it back out on top to Ewing. Studer now right at the head of the circle, gets the right elbow to Weiser. She'll spin, fakes up, kick it left corner to O'Grady. Now Weiser, a free throw line jumper, rattles in. So Taylor Weiser continues her hot start. And she's got 16 to lead all scores and push the Riverside lead up to 9. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Samantha with the basketball. They're starting a little bit later tonight, but we really aren't too far behind all their remaining games around the other night. That first half went by fairly quick. Lukert drives in, pulls up a shot with the left hand. It's too short, and the rebound is taken by Ewing. And so here comes Riverside the other way with the basketball, leading by 9. Between the rings, Ewing with it. Steps up, thinks about a three, now kicks it right side to O'Grady. Studer now dribbles it out. It's a dribble weave right now by Riverside, trying to get it to Weiser. Now they get it to her, but it's way outside on the three-point line. Inside to Hayes on the left block, backs down, kicks it off to Weiser. Another free-throw line jumper, a little bit too strong, and the rebound will go off to Sabetha. Krebs quickly pushing the other way. Kicks it off the Dorn, but it's tapped out of bounds by Weiser. So that's looking for something now. They played much better offensively in the first half as far as scoring the basketball because they only scored 24 points total on Friday, and they already matched that in the first half. But there is a block by Weiser into the hands of Dorn. Her jumper is short. Might have been partially tipped by Weiser as well. And Riverside takes it the other way. O'Grady down inside to Studer. She forces up a shot, a lot of contact, no whistle. And now coming the other way, it's Sabetha. Dorn with trouble in the backcourt. Gets it off to Krebs. Sabetha up ahead. Wurtenberger, nice pass inside. Shot is blocked away by Weiser again. That's what, her fourth block probably already tonight?
Yeah, you're just not going to be able to go up straight up one-on-one against their down low.
So Riverside still with it. Leading by 9, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hayes inside to Weiser, a 10-footer. This is short. Rebound will go to Luker. Luker the other way, crosses over, dribbles through two defenders. Pass to the baseline to Wurtenberger. She'll spin. Face up. Here's Scobie, a jumper from the foul line. It's too strong, but the long rebound will be tapped out, and Krebs will control it for the Lady Jays. You can tell Samantha, just after those first couple blocks by Weiser, they're starting to be a little timid now going on the inside. Krebs backs out, kicks it off to Wurtenberger, now into the left corner to Luker. Back inside, here's a jumper fading away by Scobie, and it's short and taken by Riverside. Weiser. She's been playing pretty good. She had those two quick fouls and had to sit for a majority of the second quarter. She's done a pretty good job so far of not picking up that third. Here's Weiser now on the left baseline. Cross court to Hayes on the right wing. Dribbled a couple times. Here's now Studer in the left corner. Up on top to Hayes. Now Weiser on the right elbow. Nearly gets tied up. Spins, faces up, and we will get a tie up. Good job by Dorn to reach in and force the jump ball. And it will be Sabetha basketball, and Sophie Jewell checks back into the game to replace O'Grady. 4:49 to go in a fast-moving third quarter. 33-24 Riverside. Sabetha trying to get it in the backcourt. They get it to Krebs. She'll get it off to Luker. They'll bring it across the timeline. Riverside is going to stay in a man-to-man. They ran that majority of the first half and still with it here in quarter number three. Luker inside has a shot blocked by Weiser again. Krebs will try to hit a three from the corner. That's too strong. Weiser will yank away the rebound for Riverside. Taylor Weiser, though, just dominating this game. 16 points, 5 blocks, and probably getting close to a double-digit rebound. Up on top, Hayes. Now Weiser. Back out, Studer. She'll spot for a triple. It's too strong. Rebound yanked away by Luker. She falls to the floor, but gets it off to Wurtenberger. And it's just the second game for Mary Luker. She missed the first couple games of the year after she broke her leg in St. Croix Country. So she's still feeling her way, but she's looked pretty good through the first couple for Sabetha, looking for a spark right here offensively. Wurtenberger, left side to Kress. Rips through, gets to the baseline, and they'll get a foul on Studer will pick up her second. So Sabetha will take it from the baseline. 3:45 to go in the third, trailing by nine. Krebs the key in, gets it into the left corner to Dorn. Now back to Krebs on the baseline. Backs it back out. She'll step back, just chuck up a three. It's too strong. Rebound tapped around, and Weiser's got another rebound. But the ball's tipped away and stolen by Sabetha. Riverside turns it over for the 12th time. Flying in, having it blocked again. Weiser, again, another block for Riverside as Lukert got the nine on the inside. Riverside with it now the other way. Doing between the rings, kicks to the baseline to Weiser. She rips through, goes up and under, and floats it in. 18 points for Taylor Weiser, who's just been dominant here tonight. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Riverside after their biggest lead of the night. It's up to 11. Luke to the baseline is Krebs, and this time she will lay it up and in. Krebs doing a good job of just going it right to the basket. She's got six tonight. Brings it out the back to within nine. The inside, here's Jewel. And she gets bumped and fouled. Should be on Lukert. I think she could be her first. And it is going to be on Mary. It's only the first team foul on Sabetha here in this third quarter. 2:48 to go. 35-26 Riverside. But it is going to send Jewel to the free throw line. Her first one is off the backboard and rims out. Jewel on the year. Well, these are her first free throw attempts of the season. As Megan O'Grady comes back into the game to replace Ewing. Hayes also going to check out, as well as Lily Jules into the game. Gabby O'Grady out there as well. Second free throw is in there for Sophie Jules, so she's got three. She will check out as Morgan Miller comes in for Riverside. So plenty of size out there right now for Riverside with Weiser and Miller. See how Sabetha attacks it. Dorn with the basketball in the right corner. Riverside leads by 10. Dorn now with it again in the corner. Dribbles to the right elbow. Kicks it to the left side, and it's going to be tracked down now by Krebs all the way out near half-court stride. Krebs dribbles to the right side of the floor and gets bumped and fouled by Lily Jewell. That will be her second and the second team foul on Riverside. Sabetha will have it with 2:25 to go in the third quarter and a 10-point lead for the Cyclones. Still trying to get it in. They finally get into Krebs on the right side of the front court. Emily again drives right by Jewel, who fouls again. That'll be her third now. And that's going to prompt Coach Tim Stillman to send a substitution to the scorer's table. And I think it's Zoe Hayes going to come in. Yep, Hayes back in there. 2:20 to go now. It's about that we'll still have it, but trailing by 10. There's a cut inside. Lukert now gets it to Jessica Gruber, who's back into the game. Scobie spins, faces up, kicks it left side of Lukert. She'll rip through the baseline. Tried to feed it inside, but nobody there. It's stolen away by O'Grady. 13th turnover for Sabetha. O'Grady kicks it up ahead into the hands of Hayes on the left wing. Dribbles with the right hand at the top of the key. Hands off to Weiser, just right of the head of the circle. Now here's Abby O'Grady dribbling it out on top. Back left side to Megan O'Grady. She'll pull up, have the shot partially blocked by Lukert and taken by Sabetha. And then Sabetha's just going to turn it right back over, trying to get it up ahead to Lukert, but it goes over her head and out of bounds. And Coach Bauman, I think Sabetha thought that he was going to take a timeout, but instead he just told the girls to keep going. It looks like Mary Lukert is gassed. She bit down with her hands on her knees after that turnover by the Lady Jays. Oh, ball tapped out of bounds by Krebs. Riverside will hold on to it with 1:43 to go. Megan O'Grady will trigger it in from the far sideline. Riverside operates from left to right. Get it into Abby O'Grady. She'll dribble it up on top and hand it off right side to Hayes. Pass down low. In the corner, it's going to be off the hands of Abby O'Grady and out of bounds when O'Grady picks out one of the chairs on the benches on the far side. She appears to be okay. But it is going to be another turnover for Riverside. They're 14th. It's about that we'll have it back, and Wartenberger going to check back in for Scobie. So you're Sabetha right now, Logan. You're just trying to get this to single digits going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and the one thing, Johnny, it's kind of interesting to know, especially here in the second half, Sabetha, they're trying to still work inside. Most teams would crash. You know, the ball's inside, crash towards the basket. Riverside knows that with the height advantage they have, they don't have to do that. So they're staying outside, Sabetha can't get the three-point shot.
And Coach Stillman's going to take a timeout. This will be his third timeout used here in this game. It will be a full timeout. We'll take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, whether it's at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. It's the perfect timeout snack. 1:25 to go, third quarter. It's Riverside 36, Sabetha 26. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.125 to go, third quarter, 36-26, Riverside leads Sabetha. Really, the last few possessions, the best offense for the Lady Jays has just been giving Emily Krebs the basketball at the top of the key and letting her pick up fouls on the Cyclones. She has drove the ball three consecutive possessions and picked up three fouls on Riverside. They now have 14 fouls already with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. At the timeout, Krebs gets it into the corner to Lukert. Now Krebs out on top. Thought about a three. Kicks it left side now to Lukert. She tries to drive baseline, gets cut off. Back out to Krebs now between the rings. Krebs with a right-handed dribble. Gets to the baseline. And she traveled. We're going to get a bump foul before that on Weiser. So that will be now the third on Weiser. So that is something to watch, and that might, again, be the best offense for Sabetha. Just take it right at Taylor Weiser, who's been dominant tonight. And just like that, Coach Stillman being smart with only 106 on the third quarter clock, going to bring in Haley Studer to replace Taylor Weiser. So Krebs will look to key it in with 106 to go. Wide open door in her right corner three is airballed long. Lucas, though, an offensive rebound, and she'll stick it back off the window and in. 9 points from Mary Lucas brings Sabetha back to within eight with under a minute to go. The other way, O'Grady, a right left-hand layup is in. 8 points from Megan O'Grady brings it back to a 10-point lead for the Cyclones, 38-28, 45 ticks to go. Lucas on the right wing gets the screen. Steps back, she'll chuck up a triple. It's in there. 12 points for Mary Luker, and Coach Bauman is going to take his first timeout. It's just a quick 30, so we'll keep it here. And all of a sudden, the Sabetha offense finding a little bit of life during the last couple of possessions, and I can't help but say it's got to have a lot to do with Taylor Weiser not being in the game.
Yeah, I mean, when you saw the run, you know, the Sabetha went on in the first half. She wasn't in because she had the two fouls. And now, you know, she's out here. Sabetha's starting to able to get some offense going. And I think a lot of that, again, Johnny, has to go back to the Riverside knows that when she's in, they have the height advantage, so they don't really need to come in and help, you know, when the ball gets inside. Whereas when she's out, well, now we got to come back in and help a little bit more. So now it kind of opens up Sabetha from the three-point line.
So 34.9 seconds to go in the third quarter out of this timeout. Riverside will have it. Sabetha's going to show full-court man-to-man. Studer with it in the backcourt. Dribbles through a double team, and he's going to get bumped and fouled. Whether it's on Krebs or Luker, it's going to be their second, and only the second team foul. So Sabetha can be very aggressive. It is going to be on Luker, so that's her second. And Riverside will have it with 25 seconds to go. Studer dribble handoff to Abby O'Grady. She'll take it back to the left side. Stop, have the ball poked free, got it back, and now Abby O'Grady still with it. Hands off to Studer. She picks up her dribble, gets it down low to Morgan Miller, and she dribbles it off the foot of Krebs. Now Krebs trying to hold on to it. She steals it. 8 seconds to go. Sabetha with it. Dorn brings it the other way. Krebs now with five. Off to Gruber. A free throw line jumper is in there. Big bucket for Jessica Gruber at the buzzer. gives her 10, and it pulls Sabetha to within 5 after 3 quarters. So, we're going to head to the 4th quarter. We've got a good one on our hands. Sabetha trailed by as many as 12 tonight. They've got it bound to a 5-point game, 38-33. Riverside leads with the 4th quarter when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the 4th quarter, 38-33. Riverside leads Sabetha, the Cyclones with the basketball, alongside Logan Bitterman and Mike Bitterman. Johnny Kane are with you. And right away, Sabetha forces a turnover by Riverside. That will be their 15th of the game. Riverside was much better in the 3rd quarter, only had 3 turnovers. But they only scored 7 points in the quarter, while Sabetha got the offense going, outscoring the Cyclones 9-7. Now Sabetha with it, trailing by 5. Dorm with it out on top. Hands it off to Luker, who dribbles with the right hand between the ring. Crosses over. A lot of contact. Hands off to Krebs. Gets the screen. Krebs steps back. Pops the 3 from the top of the key. It's way too far off to the right. It might have been partially blocked by Studer, but after the rebound, we're going to get a whistle and I think a foul underneath on Riverside. Is that on Weiser? Yeah. That is going to be the 4th now on Taylor Weiser. And so Coach Stillman is going to have to bring Miller right off the bench. If you're Sabetha, they didn't get a sub in. So if you go on this possession, go right at her. But instead, it's Gruber putting up a free throw line jumper, sitting out, and we'll get a rebound underneath and a foul going against Sabetha.
Yeah, if you're Coach Nate Bauman, you would have liked, since Weiser didn't get taken out of the game right then, you know, Jessica, when she got the ball there, tried to drive in and either try to get a foul or get an open shot outside.
So now Weiser is going to check out of the game with Miller coming back in. 7:13 to go. Riverside with the basketball leading by 5. Sophie Jewell at the foul line. Kicks right side to Megan O'Grady. Cross court pass to Hayes. She gets in the middle of the lane. Scoop shot with the right hand. Is banked off the window. It's in and out. Miller with an offensive rebound. Has it blocked away by Dorn. Loose in the corner. And is picked up by Hayes at Riverside. So the Cyclones fall into it with that 5-point lead. Now Studer gets inside. Backs up into the corner. Kicks it back to the right wing to O'Grady. Ball tapped inside. Tipped away by Lukert. Stolen away by Dorn. 16th turnover. Back the other way. Gruber on the right block. Fakes it off the window and in. 12 points for Jessica Gruber. And it's a 3-point game. So that's a down by as many as 12. Back to within 3 with 6:28 to go. Left side of the floor. Hayes gets to the foul line. Has it poked free. Now loose. They're going to get a foul on the inside. Who's it against, though? I don't know if you can call that on Krebs, but they are going to get that on Krebs. And Coach Bauman tilts his head to the side and didn't quite like that call. But unless it's the second on Krebs, 4th team foul on Sabetha. So still could be pretty aggressive. Can the Blue Lady Jays with 6:20 to go. Studer, the baseline, gets bumped. And they're going to get another foul on Krebs. So Emily will pick up her 3rd as she bumps Studer off her line. Cyclones now will have it from the baseline with 6:17 remaining. So Grady will trigger it in. Keeps it up on top to Miller. She'll hold on to it between the rings. Okay, left side to Hayes. Gets a screen. Right side Studer now. Inside to Jewel on the right block. Back down. Kicks it back out on top. Hayes, right side Studer. Al Miller at the foul line. She's left side, but it's stolen away by Luker. Mary will drive left lane line. Left hand layup is in there. 14 points for Mary Luker. It makes it a 38-37 Riverside lead with 5:50 to go. Megan O'Grady dribbles the left side. Back cut, trying to get it to Hayes, but she lost it out of bounds. 17th turnover for Riverside as Abby O'Grady is going to come back into the game.
If you coach Stillman, Johnny, when do you put Weiser back in?
I don't know if you can go too much longer without having her out on the floor. And if, or if anything, start to try that maybe offense-defense substitution. Just trying to do the majority of this fourth quarter, whatever you got to do. Grabs, drives right baseline, goes right past the defender, banks it off the window, and in, counted and one. Eight for Emily. Grabs now a chance to complete a three-point play, and she gives Sabetha the lead. They'll be on Jewel. Our second free throw from Krebs rattles in. Eight for Krebs, and Coach Bauman's going to take another timeout. It's a full timeout. Again, we'll take it with them. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 5:28 to go in the game. 40-38. Sabetha has the lead back here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 5:28 to go in the game. It's 40-38. Sabetha leads Riverside. Sabetha has dominated this fourth quarter so far. Riverside has yet to score. 7-0 start to this quarter for the Lady Jays. And Riverside will have it trailing by two. They'll operate from left to right in their road black uniforms. Weiser still on the bench for the Cyclones. Abby O'Grady has it out on top. Gets it off to Megan. Right side of the floor, Studer. Out of the baseline. Hayes with it. Dribbles underneath the basket and gets tripped up and fouled by Wurtenberger. Rachel will pick up her fourth. And now Hayes is slow to get up. She hit the deck pretty hard. She gets helped up by her teammates, so she might have hit her back. That's what she's favoring right now, as Wurtenberger's going to check out. Scobie back in for Sabetha. Oh, it's Luker, Gruber, Dorn, Krebs, and Scobie out there for the Lady Jays. Hayes to key it in, gets it into Studer in the right corner. Back out to Abby O'Grady. Pass inside, it's knocked free and stolen away. 18th turnover by Riverside. Grabs with the basketball now for Sabetha. Riverside stays in a man-to-man. Up on top of the basketball is Dorn. Now Krebs. Pass inside Gruber. Nobody on her. She lays it over the rim and in. 14 for Gruber. And the lead is 4 for Sabetha. And just like I told Logan, in between timeouts, if Coach Tillman can wait till the 4-minute mark, that's when we'll see Taylor Weiser. Well, she's at the scores table right now with 4.5 to go. We get a jump ball on the inside, and Sabetha will have it back. But Weiser is back into the game. At this point, you kind of have to, trailing by 4. You haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter with almost half the quarter gone by. So here's Krebs with the basketball for Sabetha. Eddie James lead by 4 with 4:20 to go. Krebs right in the front court. Dribbles to the right side, into the corner to the baseline. Stops. Flicks it now into the left corner to Dorn. She'll get in the middle of the lane. Floated up with the right hand. It's off the right side of the rim. Scobie there for an offensive rebound. And she'll put it up and in. First point of the night for Allie Scobie. 4 minutes to go. The Sabetha lead is up to 6. Weiser, spinning jumper from the middle of the lane, is too short. Rebound taken by Luford. It's been all Sabatha so far here in the fourth. Grabs across the timeline, slowing things up now for Sabatha with a six-point advantage. Grabs, drives to the baseline. Between the rings is Scobie. Nearly travel with it, got it off to Dorn. Dorn holds on to the basketball now. She's in trouble. Has the ball tipped and stolen away. Weiser brings it back the other way. Has it poked out now by Krebs. It'll go out of bounds and stay with Riverside. 15 turnovers for Sabatha, 18 turnovers for Riverside. Riverside down by six with the basketball. Weiser at the right elbow. Gets to the free throw line. Puts up a jumper. It's too strong. Fight for the rebound. She nearly picked up her fifth right there, but it's into the hands of Scobie, who will hand it off to Krebs with 3:12 remaining. 44-38 Sabatha. Krebs between the ring. Backs out now near the timeline. Guarded by Studer. The referee does not have a count. Now he starts the count. Studer comes out on Krebs, but she gets away from her. Krebs still with it. Dribbles to the baseline. Flicks it to Gruber. She'll try a 10-footer. It's too strong. Rebound by Krebs. Out to Luker. A three-pointer. It's off the back rim. The long rebound will go to O'Grady, and here comes Riverside. Ball tipped away. Stolen away. Now it's actually taken back by O'Grady. Under the corner of the Haynes. She'll dribble the middle of the lane, and she gets bumped and fouled. And that is big because that's going to send Hayes to the free throw line for a 1-1. That's the 17th foul. And so it's going to send Zoe Hayes to the free throw line. She has not been there tonight. Hayes 2-for-2 on the year from the stripe. Biggest free throws of the night right now. 1-1 free throw from the righty, and she left it well short. Long rebound, though, going to be tapped out by Weiser, and it will be, wow, I think they're going to say it's Riverside basketball. I thought that was knocked out by Weiser, but instead it's going to stay with Riverside. And I will brought Coach Bauman to bring Wurtenberger back into the game for Gruber with 2:37 to go.
Yeah, and Johnny, ever since Zoe Hayes took that hard fall to the court, she just hasn't looked really comfortable out there.
Pass inside to Weiser was too tall, and she lost it. Taken away by Sabatha. Turnover number 19. Dorn across the timeline for the Lady Jays. Dribbles into the right corner. Stops, backs out, flicks it out to Kress. Ewing back into the game for Riverside. Right now trying to stay in front of Emily Krebs. Nobody's been able to do that tonight. Luker dribbles to the foul line. Back to back out to Scobie. Right side of the floor, here's Dorn. Gets a screen from Scobie. Dorn drives in. Back out now, Wurtenberger. Off to Krebs. 2 minutes to go. Krebs rips through, drives baseline, puts it off the window and in. 11 points for Emily Krebs, and the lead has ballooned all the way to 8 for Sabatha with under 2 minutes to go, and Coach Stillman's seen enough. He's taking a full timeout. We'll take this with them. Just 1:52 to go. Sabatha from 12 down now leads 46-38 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.152 to go, 46-38. Riverside trails by 8. And when you look at it, the deal right now for Riverside is they have not scored in the fourth quarter. They led 38-33 going into this quarter, but so far they've been outscored 13-0. Weiser inside, backs down, gets underneath the basket, and scoops it off the window and in. 20 points for Taylor Weiser. 46-40. Sabatha leads. 1:35 to go. Luker chucks up a three. It's blocked by Weiser. And now a fight for the loose ball. We're going to have a jump ball, and Riverside will have it back. That is not the shot that Coach Bauman wanted his girls to take. And so Riverside will have it with 1:31 to go. So here's Studer. Baseline to O'Grady. She's at a couple threes. She thought about it. Now she'll drive. Top of the key. Here's Hayes. Right side of the floor, Weiser. To the foul line. Kicks the left side to Studer. Up on top, O'Grady. Inside to Jewell. Gets underneath. Goes up. Gets fouled. Good hard take by Sophie Jewell. And she's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 107 to go. She's going to go on Scobie. And that will be her fourth personal foul. So Jewel to the line. She is 1 for 2 tonight. Making 2 for 3 as she banks in the first free throw. Second one. Rims in and out. That was a 5-point lead for Sabetha as we approach 1 minute to go. Riverside desperately needing a stop or a turnover. Kreb, down near the timeline, a double team comes, she dribbles through it. Another double team comes, this time she gets it off to Luker. Sabetha right now is going to try to play keep away with 47 seconds to go. Riverside might just have to start fouling here before long, and here comes Hayes to reach in and foul Mary Luker. So that's going to send Mary Luker to the free throw line for a 1-1. Luker has not attempted a foul shot yet this year. And we're going to get another full timeout. Take this break again. 42 seconds to go. 46-41. Sabetha leads. Big free throws. We return here on FM 103.9. KNZA.
Life is short, but don't be someone who shortens the life of another. Every day, 6 emergency responders die because a motorist has decided it's too much effort to slow down and move into another lane. At any given time, the team at Moral Collision Repair will have 1 to 3 drivers out on the highways and interstates assisting stranded people. Out of concern for our drivers and the law enforcement officers, we ask you to do your part. Please, obey the law and save lives. Slow down and move over.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.2 to go, 46-41 Sabetha. And Mary Luker will be at the free throw line for a 1-1 here out of this timeout. Riverside does not have any timeouts remaining. Sabetha with 3 of them. So Luker to the line. Her free throw is too strong. The rebound is going to be tapped around, picked up by Riverside, and then falling out of bounds is Hayes. And so it will be Sabetha basketball. What an opportunity that was for Riverside, but instead Sabetha will have it. And I imagine Sabetha's going to have to just try to foul once again. Hayes will guard Scobie, who tries to get it in. They get it into Kress. Studer all over her. Here comes a double team. And they're going to bump on Studer in the backcourt. That'll be her third. And then we'll send Krebs to the free throw line where she is 1 for 1 tonight. Krebs' free throw is in there. Clutch free throw by Emily Krebs. This is the biggest one here because this would make it a 3-possession game. Krebs, 12 points tonight. Second free throw is in there. She got them both. The 2 big free throws by Krebs gives her 13 points and even bigger makes it a 3-possession game, 48-41, 36.6 on the clock. The Studer will bring it up the floor quickly, gets the screen, kicks the right side to O'Grady. The stop of the elbow, back up. Now Hayes, inside to Weiser, spins, forces up a shot. It's no good, but she got fouled. And Weiser will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 26 seconds to go. This is big for Riverside. It's not only that, it stops the clock and a potential for a couple of points to be put on the board. And it's also the 5th foul on Scobie. But she will foul out with 2 points. It'll bring Rachel Wurtenberger back into the game. Yeah, Two shots coming here for Weiser. She is 2 for 3 from the line tonight. First one, and there. 21 now for Weiser. Second one on the way, and she rattles it home. So Weiser's got 22. It's a 5-point lead for Sabatha. Now a steal. Weiser drives in, dribbles it off her foot, recovers it in the corner, feeds it inside to Jewel. She puts up a shot, count it and one. Costly turnover for Sabatha. Jewel gets the basket and the foul, and she has a chance to make this a 2-point game with a free throw and 17.2 on the clock. Looks like Sabatha had this in the bag, but just a careless pass and a steal by Weiser. Now Jewel, a free throw, banks it in. 7 for Jewel, 48-46, 16 seconds to go. Grabs in the backcourt, dribbles it through contact, kicks it up ahead now to Luker. And still no foul. Riverside trying to foul, and they finally do. So they'll get the foul on Studer with 5 seconds left, but that was valuable, valuable time that came off that clock. And now the referee's going to talk about it. I think they're talking to whether that is going to be an intentional foul or not. Yep, they're going to call an intentional foul on Studer. She did not make a play on the basketball. She just took two hands and shoved Mary Luker to the ground. So this is pretty much the ball game now because it's going to be two shots and the basketball for Sabatha. Luker's first one is too strong.
Now it's huge because you could see Weiser wanted to go foul her, but she knows she has 4 fouls, so she can.
Second one for Mary. And then 15 for Luker, and Sabatha's going to have it from the baseline with 5.1 seconds to go. And Coach Bauman's going to utilize a timeout. We'll just keep this one here, only 5 seconds to go.
Johnny, let's get some sponsors in here on the timeout break. We got Moral and James Bank located at 21 Main Street in Sabatha, a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankv.com. We also have AHRS Construction. Also, Garrett Country Mart, good food, good experienced people in Sabatha. Grab something from the Country Mart deli on your way to the game. Also, Rainbow Communications, Time TS Trucking in Sabatha. Also, Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabatha, providing treatment for sports injuries and helping people be healthy, live healthy, and stay healthy. Also, Shank Processing Sabatha, KSI, and also Grapier Decor Interiors in Sabatha as well.
Some of that, again, 5 seconds to go. Still have the guys' game to go tonight as well. It'll probably start, I would imagine, closer to 8 o'clock here tonight. The way things are going right now. 5 seconds on the clock. Sabatha will have it. It's just got to be an immediate foul by Riverside. And so it'll be Luker to trigger it in from the baseline. And they're going to have Weiser on the basketball. Her 6'2" frame. Luker gets it into Krebs. She'll just dribble it out. They're trying to get a foul, and they'll just touch Krebs and get her with 2.5 seconds to go. And that will be on Studer. That will be her fifth. She'll foul out of the game. Scoreless here tonight. Ewing will come in for her. So two free throws coming up for Emily Krebs. First one is good. Krebs 4 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. All of those have come here in the fourth quarter. But they're going to bring in Kendall Edelman, a 5'5 senior, to replace Wartenberger. A little bit more speed out there to try to guard here with only 2.5 on the clock. Krebs makes them both. So she's got 15. Riverside will inbound it. They'll toss it ahead, and they won't get a shot off. That's it. Final score tonight, Sabatha comes from behind. A good win for the Lady Jays. 51-46 the final. Sabatha picks up win number one here in the 2021-22 high school basketball season. 51-46 the final. Sabatha wins it. We'll take a break. We'll come back to summarize, and we'll pick our player of the game as well when we return to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am a health coach at Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. I specialize in developing lifestyle programs for patients that want to lose weight and reach their health goals. My job is to educate, encourage, and challenge our patients to eat well, move well, and think well. Our recommendations are evidence-based and designed to teach patients the habits of health necessary to achieve long-term results. I enjoy working with patients and helping them stay accountable for their goals. Call Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness for your free consultation.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha High School. Final of the girls' game tonight. Sabetha comes from 12 down to beat Riverside 51-46. Sabetha Lady Jays scored 18 points in the fourth quarter to win it after trailing by five going in to quarter number four. So alongside Logan Bitterman, Johnny came back with you. Mike Bitterman here is well from the Sabetha channel, and Chance taking care of us back at the studios. Riverside looked like Dickie could potentially be a runaway. I mean, they led 31-24 at halftime and had a 12-point lead, but Sabetha battled back in the third quarter, got to within five, and then clutch free throws down the stretch, an 18-point fourth. And really, Riverside didn't score until about a minute and a half to go in the game in the fourth quarter, so that was the difference here tonight. And you look back at the final statistics as well, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Riverside. They had 19 turnovers tonight. That was pretty much the difference as well. They had five of them in the fourth quarter, three of them in the third, but that fourth, and they only scored 8 points total. That was the difference. 19 turnovers for Riverside, three three-pointers, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Big night for Taylor Weiser, 22 points, but she dealt with foul trouble most of the night, and that kind of limited her in the end here of this game. She finishes with a game-high 22, 9 points for Megan O'Grady, 7 each for Sophie Jewell and Zoe Hayes, and then 2 for Lily Jewell, as Riverside is now 1-3 on the year and will travel to Perry on Friday. Sabetha, meanwhile, 16 turnovers, but only 4 of them in the second half, so Sabetha was much cleaner in the final two quarters. 3 three-pointers, 10 of 13 from the free throw line, including 5 of 5 shooting from Emily Krebs in the fourth, and 6 of 8 total shooting in the fourth quarter by the Lady Jays. Krebs tied with Mary Luger for the team high with 15 points each. Jessica Gruber added 14 as well. A majority of hers came in the first half. 3 points for Jaden Dorn, 2 for Holly Scobie, and 2 for McKenna Haverkamp tonight. That's about to pick up their first win of the year. They are now 1-3, and they will play host to Jeff West to finish up the first half on Friday night. It's the game we'll have here on the Sabetha channel. So, Logan, you look back at that game, just the simple fact that Sabetha finally got the offense going a little bit, and really their best offense was giving the ball to Emily Kress.
Yeah, and you look at it, and that's kind of how it's been so far this season. In the first several games played, Emily's kind of been, you know, has to kind of take over the leadership role. Obviously, she's, you know, has a lot of experience at the varsity level, and she's a senior on this team. And it especially was really crucial for her to take it over with Mary Luger being out. Obviously, you know, Mary Luger's not there. Emily Krebs is your best all-around player. Well, she's out. Now that Mary Luger's back, you have, you know, that tandem back on the floor. But Emily had a huge game. Every time she got inside, you know, we kept saying it. You know, Riverside, they've had the height advantage. They knew it. So every time Sabetha would get the ball inside, they didn't crash like most teams would to the ball inside. They just stayed out and they couldn't get anything going. Well, when Emily Krebs would start slashing into the lane and got, you know, several great passes out to her teammates or even made several great baskets, Riverside started going, okay, we got to start doing something here. And I think the biggest thing is when Taylor Weiser was out of the game, that's when Sabetha really got on run. When she came back in, you know, that's when, you know, everything was slowing down. So that was also a big part, and I think Sabetha's win this evening.
So again, 51-46 the final. Sabetha wins it. Now it's time to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And really, there's about three options we could go with for Sabetha. Mary Luker, Emily Krebs, or Jessica Gruber, all three of them had solid games tonight. But I'm going to pick Emily Krebs just for the simple fact of she scored 9 points in the fourth quarter and was a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line, because you look back, you know, Riverside had a couple of times where, you know, they fouled and they had a couple of opportunities where, you know, a missed free throw here or there could really give them opportunity to possibly win this game. But Emily Krebs, clutch free throw shooting down the stretch, 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter alone, to seal it for Sabetha to give them their first victory of the year. So Emily Krebs is going to be our player of the game. So that's going to wrap things up for the girls' game. Guys warming up right now. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to take about a 5-minute break, then we'll come back. We'll get you set for the action. But again, the final score, Sabetha 51, Riverside 46. We'll take that break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American Fresh Sushi Department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at berwickoil.com.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. A high wind warning in effect for Wednesday. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low temperature in the lower 50s and breezy south winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Scattered showers on Wednesday, even a few rumbles of thunder possible, and high temperatures climbing into the low to mid 70s with winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles an hour, occasionally gusting as high as 65 miles an hour through the afternoon. Clear and windy Wednesday night with a low of 29 degrees, winds becoming westerly and still occasionally gusting as high as 60 miles an hour. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s and light westerly winds. Friday, sunshine with highs reaching the upper 40s. Saturday, sunny with highs in the upper 30s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid 40s. Monday, lots of sun with high temperatures near 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
How does Santa get so much done this time of year? From ordering toy supplies to reindeer food, he keeps it all in check with the Union State Bank mobile app. With easy money transfer options, budget bubbles to track spending, and easy card blocking if he misplaces it in the workshop, Union State Bank has him covered. Learn more about our mobile banking on your smartphone app search. Just type USB mobile banking and you're off and running.
The Union State Banks of Horton and Everest. Member FDIC.
FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha High School. We're now getting